In an exclusive interview with South Sudan in Focus at his office on Wednesday, Inspector General of Police, General Majak Akech Malok, said the police and other security agencies have put in place all necessary measures ahead of the Pope Francis visit. Without outlining details, Malok says all necessary orders and directives have been issued ahead of the papal visit to ensure that everyone is safe during the Pope's public appearances.
We are assuring them that the security of the pass that we did in the first year and also the last year in 2022 is more advanced than what we did at the past that we have actually in our plan now. So the one that we are actually doing in the coming of Pope is more advanced than what we did in the past two national occasions that we did here in our country. This is what I'm assuring all our citizens and all our intellectuals, but I'm appealing to them. The citizens in the Republic of South Sudan, in particular Juba, they should cooperate with organized forces.
General Malok emphasized that coordinated efforts have been undertaken between all government security agencies to ensure that all activities linked to the Pope's visit are peacefully conducted.
We are tasked to make sure that these events to be peaceful and it will continue peaceful. And we call for South Sudanese to open their heart by receiving the Holy Father to our country. And all the prayers that will come and do for us will be a blessing, as I said earlier. And we receive him with his delegation. For us, as the people in the security sector, we must make sure that the prayers will be peaceful and it will be historical, as we all know. We have been given a directive to make sure that the outside and inside must be peaceful.
Malok says some streets in Juba will be prevented to the general public during the Pope's visit next week.
The directive will be actually very clear when the Pope is close to come. So whichever road that will be actually prevented, they should not used as the public, will be disclosed by the government, not me. It will be someone who can disclose to you. But the only directive that we have been given to our people, this highway that is coming from the airport going to the headquarters of Central Equatorial States, coming to year one, from year one to the country headquarters, to Parliament and also to the Orkaram Rebellion. So these roads will not be used by border borders. So this road will not be used by border borders as usual. And it is the protocol that we can actually maintain as the security and also the traffic police.
General Malok says vendors who normally sell fuel in bottles or jerrycans along some streets of Juba will not be allowed to engage in that activity during the papal visit. He is also urging parents and the rest of the public to play their role in preventing children from being involved in any illegal activities during the visit.
Also warning the family members and the parents who are responsible of these kids that whenever you allow your kids and your child to go and make such practice along the roads, then when we talk to them and we talk to whoever that will be criminalized and of doing this such practice, don't actually blame us. Later on, why are you criminalizing my children?
Last month, security agencies arrested more than 40 young people in the capital Juba for their alleged involvement in criminal activities, including the death of one person. Pope Francis is expected to arrive in Juba later next week after his visit to the Democratic Republic of Congo. It's the first visit by the head of the Catholic Church to South Sudan since the country gained independence in 2011. The Pope had to cancel his planned visit last July due to health problems. Now, the streets of Juba are decked out with banners welcoming the Pope and large photos of the pontiff with messages of peace. Francis will be joined by the Anglican Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and Ian Greensills, the moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.